Hello and welcome to episode 632 of the VSiN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. Whew, can you believe it, guys? We did it. We did it. We did it. We did it. Massachusetts legalized sports betting. I'm not going to give you, the me going nuts, happy, you know, pure ecstasy type podcast. You know, if you want to get bask in those vibes from yesterday, you can rehash yesterday's pod. But guys, I still can't believe it. We did it. We really, really did it. So I was like, you know, somebody pinch me. Did that really happen yesterday? Yes, it did. We have legalized betting in Massachusetts. We're now up to 36 states. And hashtag let us bet continues. 14 states left. The big one, as I've told you before, that I will be counting on you for. And don't think I'm going to abandon hashtag let us bet. The next big one I'm going to root for you guys and continue to stoke the fire would be California. So hopefully you can get California here in the fall with the next ballot initiative. But yesterday, guys, was it the best day ever? Yes, it was the best day ever for sure. Because not only do we have mass legalized betting, but we swept the freaking MLB board 5-0 yesterday, plus 3.37 units. You love to see it. That fishy Cincinnati Reds play came through for us. The New York Mets, jokingly, I said I probably should you know, spread this and, you know, go the run line. I took the regular money line. What happens? You know, the Mets and Scherzer won by, I think, 4 runs. But either way, nice cash there. We got the Dodgers. We got the New York Yankees. We got the Cleveland Guardians as an interleague fave line move. So it was the perfect day, guys. Again, there are certain times, and I was actually joking with my fiance, like August 1st is going to be a holiday from now on. Mass legalizes betting. But sometimes, guys, it's so weird. Like when good things are happening, sometimes they continue to happen. Like almost yesterday was like a microcosm of betting in general when everything's going your way and it continues to go your way. Now, is yesterday an aberration? I'm not going to call it an aberration. It does happen. We have obviously really good days. You sweep, you have a 5-0, that's going to happen. But it's just sometimes in betting, like when things aren't going well, nothing goes your way. And we all know how frustrating that can be. But when things are going well, everything goes your way. So I'll chalk that up yesterday to literally everything going our way. But I'm not going to say this was, you know, throwing darts here. We had models, we had systems, they came through for us. So I don't think it was a fluke, but you love to see a nice 5-0 sweep there, getting 5 hot dogs there from the South Point, putting some ketchup and mustard on it. Hopefully inflation. Hopefully it goes down soon because $1.50, those should be a dollar hot dogs in general, guys. But man, I caught my breath. I got some sleep. Thank you all for telling me to get some sleep because I crashed so hard after betting across America. Finished up at 4 o'clock. I went to bed. I didn't wake up pretty much all night. I even slept through Better Call Saul, actually, saving that for tonight. So I did see some spoilers. I do believe Jesse Pinkman and Heisenberg made an appearance, but guys, I was so tired. I slept right through it, but I'm good to go. I'm excited. I'm energized, and I got a good night's rest after staying up all night, not getting a wink two nights ago. So it is great to see, and we got a lot more to get to today, guys. So big thing today is the MLB trade deadline. Obviously, we've seen one huge trade go down. Juan Soto just got dealt to the Padres. We saw the Padres. They sent a bunch of prospects, including Mackenzie Gore, CJ Abrams, a good shortstop there, a couple other prospects. But the Padres also got Soto and Josh Bell to play first base. And I saw that they may be getting rid of Hosmer. I think the Red Sox should buy low on Hosmer. They need a first baseman. They actually included him in the deal, but he waived his no trade. But either way, from a betting perspective, you know, the Padres got Hader yesterday. They get Soto and Bell today. They went from 18-1 to 11-1 to win the World Series. But I think today, guys, the point isn't like, you know, looking at futures movement. You know, we'll see the dust settle after the deadline is finished today and what kind of happens for numbers moving. I think that today, the big thing is be careful. Be careful, be careful, be careful, because today is a very volatile day when you're betting on sports. Anytime there's a trade deadline, you know, NBA, obviously NFL, you really don't have that. It's kind of just a different thing. They don't play that day. But either way, you look at NHL, NBA, MLB, trade deadlines. The whole point here, guys, is you don't want to spend all day capping a game and then, you know, a bunch of players get traded on the team that you're going to bet on. Or you can flip it the other way. You want to wait. And if guys get traded, you want to bet against those teams. Like we got to in a second. There's a huge number here with the New York Mets with DeGrom coming back today, by the way. But, you know, you look at the Mets, they're playing Washington. Washington just sold two of their best players. So to me, it's just a be careful day. It's a day where you really want to wait until the last second to see who's in and out of the lineup. We want the trade deadline to pass. We want to bet on the teams who are, you know, bringing in players and bringing in some juice. Maybe they're not in the lineup today, but it sends a good message to the clubhouse that we believe in you and you got reinforcements coming. And then you want to bet against these teams that are giving up and trading away their veterans for prospects because prospects aren't going to play. They'll send them to the minors and then all your MLB talent is now gone. So again, just be careful. I would stay glued to MLB lineups coming out today. Today's a big Twitter day. I say it all the time, but get on Twitter. And really, you want to follow, you know, all the John Haymans, the Morosis, all these different guys who are tweeting out great stuff. Those are the guys to me that you're going to get the quickest intel on who's getting dealt, or, you know, rumblings of who's getting dealt. So my whole point being, today is a weird MLB day. It's exciting for the trade deadline. I don't know what my Red Sox are doing. You bring in Tommy Pham and then you trade out Vasquez. It's like, I guess you want to save face here. Don't even get me started on the Sox. Ironically, they did win and beat Houston as a dog last night, 3-2. But my whole point being, guys, just be careful today. And with Walter White in the air, I'm thinking he made an appearance last night on Better Call Saul. What did Walter White say when Hank tried to call him out and find out that he was Heisenberg? He said, if you don't know who I am, my best suggestion, best course of action would be to tread lightly. So that is my Walter White advice for you. Tread lightly. And also keep an eye on, you know, we always talk about this, but action versus listed pitcher. You know, if you're betting baseball, I think you should always bet listed pitcher. We've talked about this before, but you don't want to, you know, get locked into a bad number. A guy's scratched and you get a bad number, you know, so also be careful and be conscious of, you know, if there are starting pitchers today that get dealt, these lines are going to come off the board like they always will. And you can either re-bet it or you can lay off. And I think that's the beauty of listed pitcher too, because if you like it again, you can just re-bet it. But if you're locked in with action, you have no recourse. You're locked into that number. So remember, that listed pitcher just gives you more power and more options, and you can just re-bet it if you want. But just keep in mind, a lot of volatility today. We don't know who's getting traded. We don't know who's coming or going. And just keep that in mind. You don't want to bet a ton of games today and then see all these lines go haywire because some of these guys get traded. So that's just my piece of advice going into today. But anyway, guys, I have 7 Major League Baseball bets I want to share with you. I have a WNBA play today that I want to share with you. There's 4 games, and I have 1 system match. And then I do have an early biting play in the UFC. So UFC 4-1 on Saturday. We're now 6-1 our last 7 UFC bouts. We're in a little hot streak here. And I saw a really sharp line move, younger, taller, longer reach, and I'm thinking we should hit it now. I know it's only Tuesday, but I think we should hit it now because I think this line's just going to get much higher. So I want to get some closing line value there. But anyway, guys, 7 MLB, 1 WNBA, 1 early UFC, and of course we will tread lightly on MLB trade deadline day. But with that being said, reminder, housekeeping. If you haven't done it yet, sign up for the VSiN newsletter. Just go to VSiN.com/newsletter. All you got to do is plug in your email, and as soon as you do, you'll start getting the newsletter every single day, every morning, sent to your inbox. So it's a great way to wake up, get thinking about getting, get your brain churning, looking at numbers, finding out what the big things going on that day are or the big events coming up. A million helpful links there to guide you in the right direction from all our VSiN experts. So it's VSiN.com/newsletter. Today's newsletter led off with obviously a lot of trade deadline talk. Adam Burke, Derek Carty, myself, I have a sharp report every day. Dave Tooley, you'll get our betting splits. Greg Peterson's MLB Daily Lines, his spreadsheet. We also have a lot of content on Deshaun Watson. So Deshaun Watson is suspended 6 games if you missed it. So Adam Burke and Ben Fox have the updated numbers based on this decision. Patrick Maher, who's back from vacation. Welcome back, Patrick. Michael Lombardi have a good segment. Gil Alexander has a take on it. Mitch Moss and Paulie in the Morning have a take on it. You'll also get or a link today to our college football betting guide. So aside from that, I'll give you a second the spiel to sign up and become a member. But our betting guide is out. Our NFL one's coming out as well. But with the newsletter for free, you also get a run out of all the shows that day with all the guests and the hosts. We will have Will Hill today. I'm excited. Will Hill's going to join us on BAA. You get promos for legal sports books. Take advantage. I don't see my state yet, but pretty soon you'll see Massachusetts, which I still can't believe. In a good way, I can't believe it. Links to all of our city casts, training camp coverage from Michael Lombardi, how to bet, sports betting 101, tips and strategies, all included in the newsletter, VSiN.com/newsletter. It costs you nothing. Sign up. Best way to stay plugged into VSiN and everything that's going on in the sports betting market. And then, as I mentioned, if you want to get our college football betting guide, which is fantastic, sign up and become a member. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe. You'll get the guide. You'll get a live stream of all the VSiN shows. You get every Point Spread Weekly magazine. You get all the afternoon best bet emails. It's some great content, and it's a great time to sign up as we are still kind of the calm before the storm before football season starts. But guess what, guys? Football season, it kind of starts this Thursday with the Hall of Fame game. And did anyone take that under? Under 33.5. I looked today. It's 30.5. So I don't know if it's bettable anymore, but we talked about that. Who's holding an under 33.5 ticket? I am. 3 points of closing line value. But anyway, guys, you'll get a lot of great content once you become a member. That's VSiN.com/subscribe. And then get on Twitter. I told you today, you know, there are certain days. Twitter is always important, always a good resource, but especially today on a trade deadline day, because I want to know immediately who's in, who's out, what are the rumors, what deals haven't been done yet but are close. So get on Twitter. You can create a gambling community through direct messaging. You can follow local beat reporters. You can follow the trade deadline and be the first to know about a deal that could impact a bet for today. But also make sure you follow at VSiN Live, the mothership. You can follow me at Josh_insights. You can always DM me or shoot me an email, josh@VSiN.com. Questions, comments, suggestions, anything I can do to help you along in your sports betting journey. Need an app to track your bets. You just want to tell me congrats to legalized betting in Mass. I've gotten a lot of those emails. I appreciate them, guys. But seriously, if I can help you in any way, get you referred to a new sports book, answer a question about gambling philosophy, you let me know, and I'd be happy to help you any way that I can. That's josh@vsin.com. So for that being said, let's talk about MLB for today. Because again, remember, as I said, tread lightly. We don't know who's in and who's out today because of these deadline deals. But there are some bets here that I thought had some value. So the first one on the board for me, guys, is an early game. It's a 4:10 game, Colorado at San Diego. I'm going to go San Diego here, guys. I think you can take advantage a little bit of it's not a huge deflated price, but to me, this is good correlative betting, and I'm going to take San Diego. I know it's a big number. I'm debating whether or not to, go run line here. I ended up just going the regular straight money line. I got a -225. I know it's a big number. And again, we don't want to go over -200 too much, but my play with San Diego, number one, I don't know if this is the number one factor, but the juice of getting Juan Soto. Again, I mentioned this in a second. He's not going to be in the lineup today, and Josh Bell as well. He won't be in the lineup. But when you make a deal like that, the excitement, the juice that is in the locker room, you're saying, wow, we're bringing in Soto. The team believes in us, that sort of thing. So the fact that you're seeing that this deal take place, it's not that his bat's in the lineup, it's that the message that it sends to the locker room. So I think this is an advantage here for San Diego. By the way, this is game one of a doubleheader. They do play two games today. I really like the pitching matchup in favor of the Pods. This is Yu Darvish against Feltner. Darvish is 9-4, 3.24 ERA in the month of July, 5 starts, 3.18 ERA, so he's been pretty consistent all year. Feltner's 1-3 with a 5.59 ERA, so he's kind of been getting lit up here for much of the season. We have good correlative betting, big favorite low total, so your favorite, around -230 with a total of, 7.5 here with some money to the under, a little bit lean to the under 7.5, -120. But also Colorado bat on the road, 16-31, they've really been a bet against when they're on the road and outside of Coors. San Diego 38-22 at home. Padres are 38-31 as a favorite. They're 36-32 against righties. And then Colorado has been a bet against righties, 25-37 and just 32-49 as a dog. And the big advantage here too is the team ERA, the pitching staff, not just Darvish, but the bullpen. Remember, they just got Josh Hader. So that's a big advantage as well, even though he's not having as best a year as he had recently. ERA is like 4.24, but team ERA for San Diego, 3.74, 4.87 for Colorado. So to me, guys, the juice of bringing in Juan Soto, the excitement, we have a good pitching advantage here. We have a big favorite low total. I got down on the San Diego Padres here. I got the Pods at -225. Let's go Padres. This one is a low number. See if we can cash it. It's kind of a fishy play too. I'm going to take Miami. I think as a sports better, you bet one team one day, they win for you. Don't be afraid to bet against them the next. It's all about where the line is going and where the value is. So Cincinnati Reds had a huge win for us yesterday on Mass Legalizing Day. Pete Rose's team came through. How ironic is that? Or maybe it was meant to be. But I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to go Miami today. I've seen some sharp money hit the Miami Marlins. I also think this is a really good buy low, sell high play. Miami opened as around a -125 home favorite. They're up to around -130. Some shops even -135. So that's notable because it's kind of a split ticket count. The Reds have been a little bit hot here, and they're coming off a win yesterday, yet 50-50, and we're seeing this line go to Miami. So that tells me Miami's taking in some sharp action. This is kind of, again, an ultimate buy low, sell high. The Reds, believe it or not, have won 3 straight, whereas Miami has lost 4 straight. So you would think it and say, hey, why don't I just take the hot team against the cold team? The hot team's getting plus money. Give me Cincinnati here. No. It's going the other way. It's going toward Miami. I think it's an advantage here for the pitching of Miami. This is Braxton Garrett on the bump, 2-4, but a 3.96 ERA. Ashcraft has a 4-2 record, but a 4.64 ERA. In the month of July, in 5 starts, Garrett's got an ERA of 3. In 4 starts in July for Ashcraft, he had an ERA of almost 5. So Garrett's been pitching much better here. It's a buy low, sell high. We have a line move toward Miami. We have a favorite low total. It's rolling this one open at 8. It's down to 7.5, really juiced up under. And then also, Cincinnati's a team that you're hearing could be dealing some guys. They just dealt Tommy Pham to my Red Sox. Again, a trade that I don't understand. Are you coming or going? You're like, Chaim Bloom, what are you doing? You won't pay your good players. Why weren't we in on Juan Soto? We're the Boston freaking Red Sox. We spend money. Again, I hate the way Chaim Bloom is running this team. This is not Tampa Bay. It's Boston. Anyway, that's my Boston craziness coming out. But the Reds have been a team that have been linked as a seller here. So they got rid of Castillo. They got rid of Pham. They could trade away Drury. I don't know if Votto goes. But this line move toward Miami might be the fact that, hey, Cincy is dealing off some guys. You also have a much better team ERA for Miami, 3.91 versus an ERA of a little bit over 5 for Cincinnati. So give me Miami. Let's see if the Fish can get it done for us. I'm on the Fish. I got them at minus 132. Next play for me is a real big number. I'm going to go run line. Give me the Mets. Let's go Jacob DeGrom. DeGrom is back. So the Mets with DeGrom and Scherzer back, man. If you can in the playoffs, that's going to be tough facing them 1-2 if DeGrom can stay healthy. But anyway, huge line move here to the Mets. Mets open minus 290. They're all the way up to around minus 320. I see some books even like minus 340. So a huge move here toward Miami. They would match a couple systems. We know road favorites have been good this year, around 62%. But also, correlative betting, big favorite low total. Total in this one open 8.5. It's juiced up under. A lot of books are down to 8. So you have a big favorite low total correlative betting. DeGrom is back. But as I mentioned, guys, it's not just on the trade deadline, you know, bet on teams who are making moves. It's bet against teams who are getting rid of good players. So just like we talked about San Diego, even though Soto and Bell won't be in the lineup, you know, they made a good move. That's good positive energy in their clubhouse. Washington, I think you're going to see this Washington team tank. I would bet against them quite a bit down the stretch here. Having Bell out of the lineup, having Soto out of the lineup, and what message does that send? It sends a message that, hey, this year's over and we're going prospects. So it's a bet against for Washington. Mets, you got to think, are excited to see DeGrom back. They've won 7 straight. The Mets are 50-22 as a favorite. They're 34-20 on the road. They're 43-22 against righties. Washington, yeah, the numbers are awful, as you know, which hopefully is a good thing. These are all straight money lines, or, you know, straight up numbers, not the spread. But 28-61 is a dog, 16-39 at home, and just 24-45 against righties. The Mets, by the way, are 9-2 head-to-head against Washington. And they have a better hitters, 257 versus 245, and a much better pitching staff, 3.53 versus 5.16. So am I going to lay a minus 320, minus 340 on the Mets? I can't do it. That's just too high for me. But I'm going to go run line. I'm going to go run line here, guys. -1.5 at minus 180. That's the number that I got there for the New York Mets. So let's win by 2 or more. Next play for me. This one would be nice. A little bit of dog money here. Give me the Tampa Bay Rays. I think this is a fishy Rays play. Toronto is getting a ton of betting here. Toronto, since the break, it's kind of another buy low, sell high, but they're 7-2 since the break. Toronto could be a team that could make some moves and bring in some reinforcements. Tampa could too. But if you look at Toronto, this is Gausman against Rasmussen. Toronto's getting like 70% of bets, but they open minus 140. They're down to minus 130. So this line is dropping away from Toronto, even though they're the popular bet, and it's moving in favor of Tampa Bay. So I'm going to take the smart money here with Tampa Bay. I like this reverse line move with the Rays. I got the Rays at plus 121. Gausman, again, he's been better. 7-8, 3.30 ERA. Rasmussen, 6-3, 3.17 ERA. Tampa Bay is actually 5-3 head-to-head against Toronto. So they have had their number a little bit here. You also have a big reverse line move, public on Toronto, line moving to Tampa, but also a divisional dog, built-in familiarity, leveling the playing field. You also look at Tampa Bay. They've been a really good home team. Tampa Bay at home, 32-20. And you look at the Jays on the road, they're just 23-24. And then also, guys, as I said, buy low, sell high. Tampa's just 3-7 since the break. Toronto is 7-2. So if Toronto has a better record since the break, is getting the big majority of bets, and they open minus 140, shouldn't they be up to minus 150, minus 160? They've gone the other way. This line is dipping toward Tampa Bay. So I jumped on Tampa Bay here, guys. Give me some plus money. Let's see if we can get a dog to hit. I know we've talked about some early chalk numbers here, some big chalk numbers, but this would be nice if we can get a little dog to bark here. So let's go Tampa Bay. Divisional dog, reverse line move, unpopular, but yet smart money in their favor. I'm on Tampa Bay. I got the Rays here at plus 121. Next play for me, a big number. I was debating maybe a run line play here, but I'm just going to go straight money line. Give me the Atlanta Braves, guys. I got the Atlanta Braves at minus 230. Again, big number. But also today, guys, I'm willing to pay a little more juice. Of course, you know, like the Mets play, you know, 300 or more. Okay, either lay off or you go run line here. But like San Diego and like this one, Atlanta, I'm willing to, and there's going to be one more. I'm willing to pay a little bit more juice just because there is a little bit of volatility of, you know, will these guys make a trade? Will guys not be in the lineup? That way, I'd rather just have to win by one than have to win by two with kind of that volatility in the background. But anyway, I'm going to take Atlanta. The Braves are at home against the Phillies. This is Spencer Strider. who, by the way, is the favorite plus 130 to win the NL Cy. He's 5-3, 2.91 ERA facing Nelson, 3-1, 3.94 ERA. But Atlanta open around minus 215. They're up to, minus 240 at some shops. I got Atlanta minus 230. If you shop around, I think you'd find a little bit better of a number. But this would be a couple system matches. Home favorites minus 200 or more, 70% this year. A favorite who made the playoffs, the opponent did not, 64% this year. And remember the system we used to use? I haven't mentioned it in a while, but both had the day off the previous day. Take the favorite. Very simple. 61%. So it's been pretty decent in general. The Braves are 54-26 as a favorite. They're 36-21 at home. They're both hitting 248. Same hitting lineup, but better pitching staff. Atlanta, 3.60 ERA versus almost a 3.8 there for Philly. I know it's not a huge difference. But I could also see Atlanta, making some moves. They had some great moves to win the World Series last year. Remember they picked up, they picked up all those outfielders, Rosario, Duvall, and Jock Peterson. So their GM's kind of smart. I like their GM. Maybe they make some moves and also kind of get that juice for making a play here. But I'm going to go Atlanta. I like this line move. We also kind of correlative betting. Favorite low total, it's 8.5, but some books are juiced up under. So technically we want an 8 or lower for a low total. But I like this pitching advantage. I do like this spot for Atlanta with some good system matches. I'm on the Bravos. Give me the Braves, minus 230. Next play for me, I'm going to go Texas Rangers. This is another really fishy play. Like the fishy ones today, and I guess Tampa Bay, that's just a classic reverse line move. Miami's kind of fishy because they're not that popular. But this one's really fishy, Texas Rangers. This kind of makes no sense. That's why I like it. but Baltimore had a big win yesterday against Texas. Baltimore's getting 3 out of 4 bets today. But guess what? They're the dog. This is a trendy dog Baltimore bet. I don't blame people who are betting Baltimore. If you look at Texas, they have the worst record. They're 46-56. Baltimore's 52-51. The pitching matchup is Jordan Lyles for Baltimore, 7-8, but a 4.56 ERA versus Spencer Howard, 2-2, but an ERA of almost 6. So if Howard's got the much higher ERA, if Texas has the far worse record, then why did Texas open a minus 110 favorite and now get bet up to minus 120? I see some shops even minus 125. That makes no sense. That tells me that we have a sharp reverse line move away from Baltimore toward Texas, only getting about 35% bets, yet we've seen them tick up minus 110 to minus 120. So that's just kind of an ultimate fishy number there. A small thing, not a huge thing, but Danny Asanya is a big home plate ump, 56% to the home team. So I like Texas here. It makes no sense, and therefore I like it. Everyone's on Baltimore, yet line keeps going to the Rangers. Give me the Rangers here, guys. I got the Rangers at minus 120. Then last play on the board for me, I was debating another possible run line play here. I ended up just going regular money line. I know I'm breaking my over 200 rule, but I'm making an exception on trade deadline day just because I don't want crazy things to happen. And, you're up 2 going into the ninth, you give up a run and win by 1, that sort of thing. But I'm going to go Milwaukee Brew Crew. I got the Brew Crew at minus 256. So, again, it's a big number here. Always bet Trist, not bet to win, as we always say. Risking one unit, trying to get a little less than a half unit back. But love the matchup. Corbin Burns against Bryce Wilson. Corbin Burns, 8-4, 2.31 ERA in the month of July in 5 starts. He had an ERA of 2.01. So, guy's been getting even better throughout the year. Facing Bryce Wilson, who's 1-6 with a 6.31 ERA. So, big advantage, Milwaukee on the bump. Correlative betting, big favorite low total. Total in this one is 7.5. Milwaukee, again, open around minus 240-ish. They're up to 250, 260 at some shops. So, again, it's creeping up in their favor. You got a lot of system matches on Milwaukee today. It's kind of why I want to bet it as well. But if you look at road favorites, 62%. Road favorite made the playoffs, opponent didn't, 63%. Both had the day off, take the favorite, 61%. What else do I have? Brewers against a righty, 42-29, 59%. And then also Pittsburgh, 30-55 as a dog, 21-29 at home, 24-39 on the against righties. And Pittsburgh is a team that, they'll probably sell off, guys. They sold off Quintana to the Cardinals, but I could see Milwaukee adding, Pittsburgh subtracting. And then also the last or the two times that Burns has faced Pittsburgh this year, July 1st, they won 19-2. Yes, that's right. Burns went 6 innings, 1 run, 7 Ks. And then back in April, Milwaukee won 5-2 against Pittsburgh. Burns went 7 innings and just 2 runs with 11 Ks. So it's kind of had their number. So I probably should go run line here. I'm just going to go regular money line. Again, I'm going to be a little more conservative, pay some more juice for the kind of the security of just having to win by 1. And then moving on from today, guys, we'll know who bought, who sold, and we'll be able to know, to bet against or bet on. So I think it'll get much clearer after today. But today just, again, is a bit of a volatile day. But I am on Milwaukee. minus 256. So, seven bets today. Can we get five or more? Give me San Diego, game one, minus 225. Miami, minus 132. New York Mets, DeGrom's return on the spread, the run line, minus 1.5 at minus 180. Tampa Bay Rays, plus 121 dog. Atlanta, minus 230 at home. Texas, minus 120, fishy number at home. And Milwaukee, minus 256. Let's get it done. There you have it, guys. Going to take a very, very short break. But when we get back, we got a little more to talk about. We got a WNBA play to share. We have a UFC bet. Try to get this thing early and beat some closing lines. And then we're just going to continue to sit back and bask in the glow of finally being legal. Legal betting, hashtag let us bet, Massachusetts. I'm going to be riding this wave for quite a while here, guys. I'm excited, and I still can't believe it's real. But either way, let's see if the good vibes can continue today after a nice 5-0 yesterday. But don't go anywhere. Going to finish up strong. WNBA and UFC when we return in episode 632 of the VSiN Market Insights podcast with me, your buddy, your host, the guy you grind and sweat with in the arena, approaching betting from a data-driven contrarian angle, your buddy, Josh Applebaum. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back. All right, everyone, we are back at it. Was yesterday the best day ever? Was August 1st the new, Christmas Day? I think it was. Mass legalized betting. We go 5-0. A perfect sweep for those in the back. 5-0. You love it in MLB. 5-0 plus 3.37 units. Five hot dogs for the team. But let's see if we can keep it rolling. Because, again, you never rest on your laurels as a bettor. Again, we've had nights 0-5. We've had nights 5-0. It'll happen. But, again, when you're doing well, when you have a good night, I don't think you get cocky, loosey-goosey, bet more, feel like you're invincible. No, you just stick to the model and the blueprint. Every day is the exact same. As monotonous as it sounds, I think that's the consistent, disciplined approach you got to take if you want to win long-term betting. Again, great night last night, 5-0. We just ran through the MLB board. I'm on the Padres, Miami, the Mets are online, Tampa Bay, Atlanta, Texas, and Milwaukee. But I mentioned we had a couple more sweats for tonight. So I'm going to the WNBA. I fully admit WNBA, it's been a bit of a rough stretch. I want to say I'm 1-6 my last seven WNBA plays. It's been really brutal here recently. Our system matches have not been coming through. But I ain't going to quit it. Sometimes there's rough patches and you just want to stick with it, guys. So that's what I'm going to try to do, stick with a system match tonight. So there's four bets tonight, one that really caught my eye. I'm going to go over in the Sparks-Liberty game. It's a 7 p.m. game tonight. Both these teams are fighting for a playoff spot, losing records. Liberty probably can't make it. Sparks could, but either way, if playoff life is on the line, these are must-win games. Who knows? Maybe we get overtime. I did notice Liberty took a hit too, -3 up to -5.5. But I'm going to go over in this one. The total opened as low as 161 at some shops. We've seen it get bet up all the way to 164. Some books are even at 165. So a lot of steam has been hitting this over. You guys have heard it before, but a niche market like this, these big moves are meaningful because there's no public betting. Sparks Liberty, but there is a lot of sharp bettors who love WNBA and know it and model it and have hit this number themselves. So these moves are kind of like pure sharp moves. But we have the steam to the over, so that would make it a over steam system match. When we see a line move of at least 1 point to the over, when a total increases at least a point, the over is 42-32 this year, 57%. You also have a couple things to like about an offense or a high-scoring game tonight. Both these teams are terrible defenses. The Sparks are 11th. The Liberty are 8th. Remember, there's only 12 teams in the league, so the Sparks are the second-to-last or second-to-worst WNBA defensive team. Liberty are 8th, so both these teams rank in the bottom 5 in terms of defense. So, again, hopefully that's a good sign for offense. The Sparks have been the number 1 over team this year. They're 17-11 to the over, and they're also number 4 in terms of pace. So they score a lot, they don't play much defense, and they push the ball up and down the court quickly. Both teams are averaging about 80 points a game on offense. They're giving up about 85 points per game on defense. The other angle here is looking at our VSiN.com bet splits. Pretty good bet split here to the over, guys. 75% of bets are on this over, but it's taking in 96% of the money. That is a plus 21% smart money differential there to the over. So I've seen some over support. We have an over steam system match. We have a good Sparks, fast-paced team, high-scoring team, good over team, two bad defenses, fighting for a playoff spot. I'm going over, guys. Give me the Sparks Liberty over. If you can find an over 164, grab it. But I do see some 165s out there. So I guess we'll take the worst number just because I want everyone to be able to get this number if they want it. So officially, it's over 165. Let's get some points in the Sparks Liberty game. Then for the UFC, biting in the arena. I want to be selective here with some bets because it's super early. I want to get the bets, bet first dollar discrepancies and all the numbers from BetMGM. I want to know what Gamble and Lou likes this weekend. But I did see one bout that immediately got hit as soon as the line dropped. And I think it's a high number, but I want to hit it now because I think it's going to get even higher. It is the, it's not the main event. Let me just pull this up here. It is the, is it the main event? It is the main event. Sorry, I screwed that up. Santos against Hill. So it is the main event. This is a heavyweight bout. I'm going to go Jamal Hill. So Jamal Hill, number one, saw a line move. He opened minus 260. He's up to minus 280. So we've seen about a 20-cent line move on a Monday, Tuesday, you know, as soon as the line dropped, a lot of money came in on Hill. So again, if you're talking about UFC, a lot of these bets from the public come in late. So the early numbers, to me, are early sharp moves that, again, let's hit it now because we think the line's just going to go higher and higher. So Hill, right off the bat, has a line move, minus 260 to minus 280. Then I dig a little bit deeper into the numbers. He matches everything, guys. Hill is 31 years old. Santos is 38 years old. So fade fighters, 35 or older, fade fighters, 5 years or older than their opponent. 7-year youth advantage for Jamal Hill. Jamal Hill is 6'3". Santos is 6'2". Not a huge thing, but an inch higher, an inch taller. Reach advantage, 79-inch reach for Hill, 76-inch reach for Santos. So we've checked off every box, guys. Again, our rudimentary model, you know, 6-1 our last 7. Let's see if we can keep it rolling. But Hill is younger, taller, longer reach, and has a line move in his favor. Also with Hill, he's 10-1. You know, again, this guy's only lost one time in the octagon. Santos is 22-10, good record, but getting longer in the tooth there. The big thing for me is that age advantage, 31 versus 38. That's huge, and hopefully that, you know, shows up in the cardio and, you know, kind of staying fresh there, maybe as you get deeper into the bout. But with that being said, I hit Jamal Hill. Jamahal Hill. Maybe that's how you pronounce it. But I'm on Hill, minus 280. And I know it's a big number. I know it sounds really high. Again, you're betting to risk, not bet to win one unit, to win a little more than a third of a unit. Doesn't sound that appetizing. But to me, when I see these glaring advantages, I want to get down if it's a system match for us. So I'm on Hill, minus 280. And again, a big number. But let's do an experiment, guys. I bet you. Again, it's a friendly wager. No money involved. I bet you a beer next time I see you at the sportsbook. I bet you that Hill gets to minus 300 before the end of the week. That would be my bet here. So I'm on Hill, guys. Younger, taller, longer reach line move, minus 280. There you have it. Ran through a big MLB trade deadline day. Remember, be careful. Make sure you know who's in and who's out. Check the starting lineups. Check the scratch pitchers. If a pitcher gets scratched, listed pitcher, either lay off the new number or you can rebet the new number. But if you're betting action, you're locked into it. So to me, always go action. Always go listed pitcher, not action. Gives you more security and power as the better. But anyway, if you enjoy the Market Insights pod, it's helped you cash some bets. If you went 5-0 yesterday and you got a couple extra coins in your pocket and you want to make my day and keep me riding on this wave of mass legalizing and me being on cloud 9, then there's one thing I ask of you. Buy my book. Go to Amazon.com. Type in the Everything Guide to Sports Betting. Pick a copy for you or for a friend. It would mean the world to me, guys. It's got everything I've learned in the industry. How lines are set. How and why they move. How to read line movement. How to locate sharp action. How to place a bet in person or online. How to shop for the best line. Again, if I don't need to tell you, but if you're in Massachusetts or you have a friend or relative or a coworker or who knows, maybe your uncle, buy my book and put a little letter in there. Say, hey, congrats on legalization. Now get to work and figure out why you shouldn't bet parlays. But seriously, guys, got everything I've learned in the industry, how lines are set, how and why they move, how to read line movement, how to locate sharp action, how to place a bet in person or online, how to set up a bankroll management plan, how to shop for the best line, chapters on all the major sports. You can do some prep work for NFL and college coming up as well. I have major chapters in all those sports. But if you already picked one up, thank you again. And if you're going to, it would really mean a lot to me, and I would really appreciate it. With that being said, guys, whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City, Twin River in Rhode Island, the Brook in New Hampshire, Foxwoods or Mohegan Sun down in newly legalized Connecticut, breaking hand records every day in the great state of New York, before you know it, I'll be able to add, you know, the Encore, whether I see at the Encore in Boston or MGM Springfield or Plain Ridge Park Casino. I cannot wait to be able to add that officially to the final act of the pod every day. But of course, guys, don't forget about Vegas. Vegas is still the epicenter of betting, the most fun place to go if you're going to get down. Whether I see you at the South Point, where the True Grinders get down, where Billy Walters sends his number runners, where the lowest juice possible is found, where we had 5 hot dogs last night. You'll love to see it. Or, of course, out at Sparkling New Circa. Sweat and Sharp Contrarian plays with Stormy and the crew. Hopefully staying dry after those floods I saw it was crazy, those videos, those floods coming right through the big screen there. Luckily, everyone's okay, and they were able to clean it up. I know Derek Stevens did a really good job getting that place back together with just those freak floods, even though, ironically, Vegas needed the water desperately. Lake Mead is, like, you know, going down every single day. I think they added 4 inches of rain, so that's a good thing there. They needed it. But aside from the South Point, the Mandalay Bay, the LV Superbook, my two other favorite books, the Westgate, wherever it may be, you're going to walk up to me. You're going to show me 5 MLB tickets. A 5-0, baby. You love it. Show me a Reds fishy ticket, a Mets ticket, a Dodgers ticket, a Yankees ticket, or a Cleveland Guardians ticket. First one's on me. Next one's on you. We're going to post about the book so that Sharp Contrarian plays all night long. With that being said, guys, my parting words, as always, stay sharp, stay contrarian, bet against the public, place yourself on the side of the house. Always be with the smart money, never against it. Will smart money win every time? Of course not. But remember, we're playing a long game here, and smart money will win a majority of the time over the long haul. Not 90%, not 80%, not 70%, between 55 and 60% of the time. May not seem crazy, but that's going to make you a profitable better long term. So we can find that sweet spot against the public, with the house, with the pros, flat bet, avoid parlays, get some closing line value. We're going to be okay long term. So signing off for Massachusetts, newly legalized, you're damn right. Hashtag let us bet. But we're going to continue to do it until all 50 states get to hashtag let us bet. But I wish you the best of luck. Have a great Tuesday. Again, be careful with the trade deadline today. A lot of uncertainty. See if we can cash some MLB tickets, WNBA play, and a nice UFC early bet in pocket. But wish you the best of luck. Have a great Tuesday. Hope to see you on Betting Across America, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern time. And guys, hashtag let us bet. They did it. I still can't believe it. Have a great day. Good luck. And do not forget to tip your ticket. Good luck, guys.